So we turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. Book of Matthew, chapter 5, 31 and 32. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. So now it is another teaching in the New Testament, which is actually there in the Old Testament as well, but the Lord has brought this to their attention, to the disciples. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. That is what was told in the synagogues by the scribes to the children of Israelites. So they were told that. But the Lord said in verse 32, but I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. So then the Lord allows putting away a wife only on the cause of fornication. So any other reason or cause is not acceptable as per the New Testament. But what the scribes were saying is, we need to go and see in the Old Testament. That is in book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, verse 1 and 2. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it came to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness, or in the margin, unseemly thing in her, that he shall write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. So the scribes were referring or teaching in the synagogues that when they both got married and they started living together, and after a while, then the husband finds something which is unseemly in his wife, then he has to write a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. He can do that. That is according to the Mosaic law. But what the question they asked was in Book of Matthew, chapter 19. Put your finger on that Deuteronomy 24, and we will come back to the next chapter there. And Book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 3 onwards, I am reading. Book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 3 onwards. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? So now in Matthew 5, in verse 31, it hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But actually, it is what the Lord meant is here in verse 3. I am reading it again. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and say unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? So here, what they were interpreting is that for any cause or for every cause, can man divorce his wife? Then in verse 4, that is the question that scribes have put to the Lord. Every cause means, then I will explain you later. Verse 4, and he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them, at the beginning made them male and female? And he and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So in the beginning God has created man and woman, and man shall leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. 6. Wherefore they are no more twined, but one flesh, what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command, give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away? Now, when you read verse 3, it is said, put away his wife for every cause. So there it is not mentioned fornication or adultery. Every cause. Then the Lord explained that you cannot do that. And because God has created man and woman, and they both will become one, and what God has brought them together, then you should not separate them. Then why did Moses write this? They were asking. We have already read in book of Deuteronomy chapter 24 verses 1 and 2. That is, according to Moses, then he said, you can send your wife away, put her away, by writing a bill of divorcement and send her away from your home. That if you find anything unseemly in her, and that is not described or clearly defined, what is that unseemly thing? So that means they have interpreted differently that. Now I'm reading back again Matthew 19 and verse 8. He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. So because of your hardness of heart, Moses has allowed to write a bill of divorcement and send your wife away, if you find anything unseemly in her behavior. But in the sight of God, in the plan of God, from the beginning it was not so. Verse 9, I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication. Except it be for fornication. What was the question in verse 3?
It's for every cause.
For every cause. See, there were, by the time when the Lord was here, there were different schools of interpretation of the law of Moses. So one of them was called Hillel. And they used to say, if wife has not cooked fish properly, if a man decides that is not a good thing, then he can say, I am giving you divorce. Can you imagine? But when a man can really give, what is actually in the Old Testament, what a man is supposed to do is a different passage. We will read that also. So the people at the time of Lord Jesus Christ, the way they have interpreted the law to their advantage, the scribes, and has been teaching them in the synagogues that for every cause, that means whatever he pleases, it is not right in his heart, then he has used that law and interpreted that law for his advantage and sent his wife away. But in that one also, there is, as we read in book of Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 1, if he find anything unseemly in his wife, he should write a bill of divorcement and send her away from home. So those days, that every man was not illiterate, they could not read and write. So if you wanted to send his wife away with a bill of divorcement, he can do that. But if he is not in a position to read and write, he has to take the help of neighbors or mostly professional scribes, those who can write the bill of divorcement. When he wrote the bill of divorcement, when he get it written by somebody else, is a bill of divorcement, then it will be a matter known to all other people. I think probably he has to put what is that unseemingly what he found. Then it is a matter of disgrace to him and also to his wife both. So that is the reason what God told Moses, and Moses put it in the law, that you need to write the bill of divorcement. But in some other religions, we know that if a husband says three times that I give you divorce, I will give you divorce, then it is over. But here, that he need to give the consent that I am divorcing you, and if he gives the divorce, and she is also free to go and get married, as we read in Deuteronomy 24. But what the Lord was saying, for every cause you cannot divorce your wife. No cause, except for the fornication. That is the only reason a man can leave his, divorce his wife. So when we come back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, reading from verses 13. If any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her, so he married her and started living with her, and now all of a sudden he started hating her. 14. And give occasions of speech against her. So that means the normal cordial relation and this communication is broken. And bring up an evil name upon her and say, I took this woman and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. So that means he is charging her that before marriage, she was not, before he got her married and she was not maid. That means she had some relationship with somebody before the marriage. Then, verse 15. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city in the gate. So then they got to bring the tokens of her virginity before the elders of the city. 16. The damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hated her. 17. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall appear the cloth before this, they shall spread the cloth, garment before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver and give them unto the father of the damsel because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be his wife and he may not put her away all his days. So that problem should be solved in that matter. Then you see, if the case is proven otherwise, in verse 20. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, suppose the charges which the husband laid upon the wife were found true, verse 21, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in the Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shall thou put evil away from among you. So she, the act of that, she lost her virginity, and according to them, it is calling as she played an act of whore. She played the whore or a harlot. So that was a very serious thing. So in that case, stone her to death. So what do we see now? Now we see the fornication happened. If the fornication happened, they both are married, and if the fornication was proven, then is there a bill of divorcement here?
No, uncle.
So what was there?
Only death.
It is only death. So it is separation and followed by the death. In 24, what we read is different. 24, if you find anything unseemly in your wife, you can write a bill of divorcement, send her away, so that you are giving her permission to marry. And that also God has put a check on them, that a husband has to write the bill of divorcement, which is not an easy thing. So the passions may subside, the ill will towards her may change, and the things may transform, and he may coolly think and accept and receive her back. So it is the hardness of your heart Moses has written this one. Not because it is God interested. From the beginning God has created man and woman, and he brought them together, and they will be one, and man should not separate them. Verse 22. If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall be both of them die. Both the man lay with the woman and the woman, so shall thou put away evil from Israel. It is not only the woman, but if a man was committing an adultery with a married woman, then the crime is on the both. And then there is a question, no question of divorcement from this man and that woman, both were married, and they both were be put to death. That was the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, if a man or a woman, when they found adultery, caught in adultery, and found and is proven, there is no divorcement. It is death. But what did they do in the New Testament? The scribes have changed it. For every cause, and whatever their mind says not right with their wife, most likely they may be eyeing upon another woman. That is why they don't want to have the current wife, present wife. Then they say, they start finding the unseemly things in her. And finally they say they will write a bill of divorcement and send her away. But the Lord said, only by the reason of the fornication, you can put your wife away. That's it. But how did the Lord change now in the Old Testament to the New Testament? In the Old Testament, if a man was found in fornication or adultery, then he need to be, or she need to be put to death. But the Lord said, you can give the bill of divorcement in case if she was found in fornication. Here also, it should have been the other way. Then the Lord should, book of John chapter 8. So I'm reading from verse 2 onwards. Book of John's Gospel chapter 8 verse 2. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? So what we read in Book of Deuteronomy in chapter 20 to 22. Chapter 22 verses from 20 to 22. Then accordingly it was written that she need to be stoned to death. So we caught this woman in the very act. So what we need to do with her? And Moses has written like that. What do you say? Verse 4. They say, verse 5. Now Moses in the law commanded us that she should be stoned, but what sayest thou? 6. This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first, and cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are these thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man. Lord, Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Then according to the Mosaic law, what they have brought into the attention of our Lord, it is right. But it was, the Lord said, he did not do that. So if any man, if any woman or a man was called, and they need to be stoned. But the Lord did not say, and the Lord said, and you. Then spoke Jesus again unto, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. That is what he said. So if anyone who has not committed sin, they can stone her. But because all have sinned, and every conscience was pricking, and they were not in a position to stone her, and she was saved. But the Lord who was without sin, he could have stoned her. Or he could have done something according to the Mosaic law. But the Lord said, no, neither I. So book of John's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 31. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. So now that time they were under the law of Romans. And now it is not their law to put anyone to death. So that is gone. So they could not stone. And even Lot did not. So now, according to the Old Testament, as per the Mosaic law, if any woman was found in fornication or playing as a harlot, then she should be stoned to death. But by the time, at the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was now interpreted, because they have no right to put any man to death, they said, now you can give the bill of divorcement. That is what the Lord said. If any man was found in fornication, if any woman was found in fornication, then you can write a bill of divorcement. That is the only reason which can be put on the paper. Nothing else. That also because of the hardness of your hearts. So if this is clear, then we can move forward.
Brother.
Yes.
Very tough subject.
Yes.
And the law given by Moses also, we see the Lord said, that I'm not come to abolish the law. At the same time, as you walked us through the different way in Deuteronomy 22 and 24, we have seen how differently the law was used to exercise it. So do we understand that the Lord is trying to say at the end of it, by his own action with this adulterous woman, that it is not important to fulfill the law, but another day it is still the mercy that is more important. Mercy times judgment, as we see in James. Is it what he's trying to teach us?
See, there it is, Lord could forgive her, and he said, sin no more. But he does not say, I am condoning sin. I am not saying that it is not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what he wanted to say is, now that stoning to death or taking the life is over, now it is not there.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, when a man or a woman commits adultery, then the union between the wife and husband is already broken.
Yeah, when the sin committed by either man or woman, that so sanctity is broken. Okay. Which book, brother?
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? So that he is talking to the individual person, that the members, the in person's members are of Christ. Shall I then take away? Not in KJV it is take, but it is in a margin it is said to take away. The members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot, God forbid. So if my body members are united with some other, that means the union between the Lord and mine is broken. So the bill of divorcement is only a regularizing already broken marriage with my Lord. When I become one with harlot, that means my union with the Lord is broken. Similarly, in verse 16, what know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two said they will be one flesh. So the moment he or she leaves that legalized and holy union and cleaves to somebody else, then the marriage union is broken in the sight of God.
So, brother, this passage is more applicable to the believers only, right?
It is, that time it was for the Jewish people, it is for now, for us.
Believers. Yeah, for us.
But unbelievers anyway, they are free to what they want to do, so nobody can impose any of these biblical principles on their lives.
So, in the Old Testament, the purpose of the death was to eradicate the evil. That is why we see in all the battles, when the Lord's children will fight, they will say, kill all the family, the children, women, everybody. For the evil is completely removed and purged.
Yes.
In the New Testament, the Lord is the one who has done that. So we don't have the authority to kill. That's why the Lord changed the law in a way.
I'm coming
because
to
he
that.
Came. Because he came.
Lord did not change the law. Why did not stone to death? Because now under their Roman subjection, their prevailing law will not allow anybody to put to death.
So they came under the Roman law.
They were under, there were some restrictions. It is not something that they can put any man to death. So they told, Pilate told about Jesus, you take him and put him to death. They said, according to our law, we cannot put any man to death. That is what we read in John's Gospel chapter 18 verse 31. So they have no right to put any man to death. If there was a right, Pharisees and the scribes would not have brought him into Lord Jesus Christ. They would have stoned her to death. So they were not so decent people to bring it before the Lord. So now in the New Testament, it is not by force. The man should understand the husband or wife, their union with the Lord and the Lord's spirit indwelling in them. If anything which is happening, these members of Christ is taking away from the union of Christ and putting and joining into something else, then the holiness will become unholy. That is a very bad, that is a very, very destructive thing for either person. So in the New Testament, it is not because of the fear of the stoning to death, but it is the fear that my union with anything else other than the Christ will disturb my relation with my Lord. And I will not do anything which is unfaithful to the union what I have been joined with Christ. So it is a very important understanding. We need to come to that understanding. Anything which is bringing the unholiness between the union of me and my Lord, and that disturbs the relationship and brings the disgrace to the name of the Lord.
Can I just ask one more question?
Yes, go ahead.
So, again, trying to understand the subject in a much more deeper way for myself. Divorce is basically when a separation of heart happens between a man and heart.
Yeah.
Basically, divorced in their heart. But divorce in the world is a more of a legal aspect which signifies a man and a woman as divorced if they are given legally. But
Let me complete that answer to that point. What you said is right. What I'm saying is the divorce is already happened when the union is broken. The court of law is only validating or regularizing the act which was already happened between wife and husband there. That's it.
Yeah, so now in the case of a normal believer husband and wife, where the fornication has not happened, where the Lord has given the Matthew 5 now, but they are separated in their hearts, their unionship is separated. How do that matter be dealt with, brother? I'm sorry, the subject is very difficult. That's why I was trying to not ask any question. But again, I'm trying to learn for myself.
That is why I'm also rushing to close it early.
Okay, brother. Okay.
I don't want to be make it inconvenient for anybody.
No, brother. No, I understand. That's why I was very sensitive.
People will not talk more about these things.
I'm sensitive to the matter also. But since we are learning the word of God, you know, I'm trying to understand the more.
At one time I was thinking whether I should skip these two verses. Yeah, go ahead now, Jayant.
No, you know, I have some brethren.
Now, if such kind of a union was missing, it is a matter of time. Did anybody does something which is bringing disgrace and breaking the union? Any union was broken? And either person, either of them has joined to somebody? Till that time, if they are living together, that is fine. Then they need to work out why there is not union, that union was not happening, so they need to work out that. What is that matter which is breaking the relationship?
And that is what I was also agreeing with, because I believe that anything that comes between a man and a woman, which separates their bond of love or understanding or unity, can be worked out by the power of God.
Can be worked out, because if they are already joined to the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord who is in them will continue to persuade them.
Yes.
The holiness of the union of wife and husband. And as their old nature passions run high, if there is any disturbance for a time, but the Lord will be helpful. The Lord will help them if they are sincere and earnestly having a desire to maintain the relationship what God has made as one. And they both will overcome that.
That's what I wanted to kind of confirm, because I on a personal level, that's what I believe. As a believer to believer, I'm talking about particularly. That yes, there are many instances where things cannot go right between a man and a woman. But the end, the solution is not a divorce for those things, unless, as the Lord pointed out, only for a fornication, it's allowed. Because even in the case of this...
No, you see, there is no divorce.
But God didn't mention anything about the separation of the... Because once they are married, they are one flesh. In any other condition, God never mentioned there are two fleshes except the fornication issue. So it means still they are one, even though they have a difference of opinion. That can be resolved when they go together to God.
That's right.
So then there is no point of divorce in that situation.
No, the Lord will not encourage or allow any kind of a divorce except on the condition of the fornication. So when they have, according to their law, now they cannot condemn any person and stone to death, then the Lord only changed that. And you can only give the bill of divorcement on the cause of the fornication. But they have interpreted that as for every cause they can give the bill of divorcement. See how wrongly they have interpreted and used to their advantage, especially men. So the Lord wanted to bring to their attention the solemn union between man and woman in marriage, and their union together and individual union together with the Lord and how preciously they should consider and maintain. And when they fail to do so, and how grievous is to the spirit who is indwelling in us. Then you see what is the disturbances that they can cause to the children. Unbelievable and unimaginable. So David immediately said, Lord, take not away thy Holy Spirit from me. So as a wife and husband, when they both realize their union together, and their individually realize the union with the Spirit of the Lord in them, and they both honor that relationship what God has brought them in, and learn through one another, and glorify God together, and raise a godly family. And when they both learn to honor the relationship what God has brought them together, then that very basis will help them to raise the children as godly children and the fear of God and a godly home. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9, verse 8 onwards. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Verse 9. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married, I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. So here he is saying the other thing. Now there, the man was writing the bill of divorcement, sending her away from home. Here, the wife should not depart. This is the commandment of the Lord. Verse 11. But if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. Then there is no divorce there. Even if she departed, but still there is no divorcement, there is no divorce, and still she is considered as this man's wife. And both even should not marry. And let not the husband put away, and let not the husband put away his wife. So it is better if she comes back and reconciles. So in all these things, what the Lord is communicating, that wife and husband, the man and woman who are brought together to function as one body, one unit in the sight of God, may reverend their relationship, honor God together as wife and husband, and build a godly home for the glory of God. And especially when the enemy is trying to use a lot of weapons to destroy the Christian homes, and a lot of destruction happening around, because the family is instituted by God. The act of God was he brought Eve to Adam, and the devil wanted to destroy that. So we need to realize and understand the plans of the enemy, and may learn to submit to the plan of God as both wife and husband. Honor the relationship and love one another, and honor God in the families.